It was the 10th week in a row that Palestinians and their allies gathered in Forest Chase to stand in solidarity with the people of Gaza. There was probably around about 1,000 people there, but really hard to tell when you're down on the ground. There was lots of families and a minimal police presence. The program included poems, speeches and music before a march through the CBD. The speeches discussed the state of Gaza 90 days into this latest conflict. They also discussed Australian dual citizens taking part in war crimes for the IDF and the upcoming charges against Israel in the World Court for the crime of genocide. These are some speeches from yesterday's rally.
So, why are we here? Well, we're here because Israel is determined to keep going with this war despite protests around the world, despite people around the world saying, no way, enough's enough. We say, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Well, just to take stock of what we've seen over the last 3 months, it's 90 days since October 7, and since that date, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, 22,722 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, 58,166 have been wounded. More than 7,000 are missing, presumed buried under the rubble, which takes that total to more than 30,000 Palestinians killed in 3 months. Shame! Amongst those are now more than 9,000 children. We want our politicians to demand an immediate ceasefire, but more than just an immediate ceasefire, to act on that call by kicking out the Israeli ambassador from Canberra, from his home in Canberra, sending him home, breaking off all military diplomatic trade ties with the state of Israel, and to call on the United States, the European Union and governments the world over to do the same. And importantly, to support South Africa's bid to have Israel committed in the ICJ, in the International Court of Justice, on charges of war crimes.
Your humanity brought you here today because empathy and compassion and mercy is action taking. Silence is not an option. Some of you have come across the video a few days ago where we watched a father with his baby killed by an Israeli sniper as they lied on the cold concrete dirty floor, and he pulled his last final hands out as a little touch of mercy to his baby. We felt that, we know that, because we're human, we're so human, and these things can be prevented. The Palestinian people have been screaming until their lungs bleed for decades, screaming for the world to hear, for the world to see, decade after decade. Now do you see? Do you see the good men taken away in trucks and stripped down? Are you aware of the thousands and thousands of minor children as young as infants being kidnapped by cowards in diapers? Yes, they're in diapers. Palestine will exist when Zionism is dismantled bit by every racist colonized bit. Down with Zionism. Now, each and every one of you has the ability to take action. More than ever, we cannot slow down or falter in our support with the Palestinian liberation. Don't underestimate you being here. Your voice matters. I talk to people in Palestine. I work for a charity there. It means so much when they see us out protesting, when we are boycotting, because they are us. They are people that had dreams and homes and families and occupations, and this was robbed and stolen from them. The Palestinian people care that you're here because your empathy, you're taking action, that is the most powerful role, and silence is not an option. So calling, emailing Penny Wong, your local MP, do whatever that you can to withdraw support for Israel's genocide. I just travelled for the last 5 weeks to three different countries. I was in Malaysia, I was in Pakistan, and I was in Kuwait. The boycott's working. those of you who are boycotting, I didn't see people at McDonald's. I didn't see people in Starbucks. You have the power. So we stand up. Say it with me. Not in my name.
Many Australians with dual citizens are currently involved in these war crimes. One of them has been killed. Our complicit media is trying to paint that as a glorifying act. They're trying to put a human face to that person. Even worse, our Labor MP Mark Butler offered an audacious condolences to that family. How dare? Shame. Let me ask Mr. Butler. What role did those Australians currently fighting in those war crimes play in the murder of our brother Ayman Khawaja's sister? Did they play a role? Did they press the button to kill his sister and her daughters and 17 members of her family? What role did they play in killing my relatives? Do we want those people back in our community? If Australian politicians and government and in opposition care about Australia, we demand that they inform the public and everybody of how many Australian dual citizens are currently involved in war crimes in Israel. Thanks to South Africa, they have filed a case against Israel in International Criminal Court. Let me remind the world, as this is going on, that Israel, as we stand today, is in contravention of at least 30 United Nations resolutions. This is since 1968. It has never been sanctioned or held accountable, but that will not stop us. Israel has a history of supporting repressive and aggressive regimes. Let me mention just three examples. In the 1970s and 1980s, they were one of the few, if not the only, country that broke the arms embargo on South Africa, on apartheid South Africa, and supported the apartheid regime. They supplied arms to Myanmar's government or military junta against the international embargo and facilitated the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. And they also supplied arms to Augusto Pinochet's regime in Argentina, which imprisoned and jailed thousands of people, including many Jewish people. When Russia invaded Ukraine, it took only a few months for the Russian leaders to be sanctioned, and within 1 year, the ICC issued an arrest warrant against Putin. We've been waiting for that as the Palestinians for 75 years, and we're still waiting, but we are going to make it happen. Both Penny Wong and Mark Dreyfus supported the International Court of Justice investigation of Russia. And I quote, what they said is, Australia's unwavering commitment to upholding fundamental rules and international law and integrity demands that we do this. I guess it's the same for Palestine, isn't it? Or am I going to be surprised? Yes! Australia must support this submission. We all must stand for it and must make sure that we let our politicians and representatives know that that's what we want, that's the right thing to do, that's what Australia does. And if they take a decision not to do that, we will know that they don't represent the Australian people. They represent a few lobbyists and a few other governments, and we're not going to let that happen. So let me repeat, brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid will have to fall. Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid will have to fall. Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israeli apartheid will have to fall. Thank you.
We call upon the Australian government to use all its influence on the international stage for the negotiation of an immediate ceasefire in this conflict. I refuse to call it a war. The indiscriminate collective punishment of innocent civilians in Gaza must cease immediately, and negotiations for a peaceful resolution to begin. We support a free Palestine and the right for Israel to coexist under a two-state solution as mandated by UN resolutions. Further, we call on the government to ensure that Australian arms sales are not used to target innocent civilians. Comrades, as I mentioned, that motion was unanimously passed by our State Council and sent to the Albanese government, and I will be campaigning and urging more unions in West Australia and nationally to be involved in this cause. I've also got to say that since then, the situation has only worsened, with Israel expanding its terrorism internationally with attacks on Lebanon and Syria with the intention of dragging the US into a regional war for its colonial expansionist survival. To prevent this, we've got to keep pressure on our Western governments and make it clear to them that their policies and their actions are at odds with the majority of its populations. Finally, freedom for the Palestinian people and a pox on the Netanyahu government and the US government and all of the Western governments who support it. Thank you, comrades.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You might have sat in your lounge at 12 midnight and been surrounded by the sounds of explosions, but while you celebrated the new year, did you stop to think of those across the world who are still broken? You might have gone to the foreshore and witnessed a cacophony of light and sound, while in Gaza, the only lights they have are flashing bombs going off in the background. We didn't need a countdown with fireworks in the sky. We needed a countdown to end genocide. As people talk about new beginnings and we say farewell to 2023, Palestinians are on day 92 plus 75 years fighting for their freedom, but they're still not free. There are no new beginnings for the people in Gaza because they haven't even had proper endings. No final goodbyes for the fathers that lost their unborn child and pregnant wives. No final kisses from a mother's lips on her son's forehead. No proper burials to say farewell to those murdered and left for dead. No final embraces between loved ones and friends, and it's all in the name of self-defense. No time to grieve or to pick up the pieces of their broken lives. It's a new year, but it's the same ethnic cleansing and genocide. We didn't need a countdown to end 2023. We needed a countdown to Palestine being free. This year was not worth celebrating one little bit. It was the year we learned that human rights, laws and rules of war are in fact selective. The year we realized that organizations we relied on to call for justice are nothing but fancy logos. The year we had to scroll and scroll through endless disfigured children's photos. This was the year we witnessed a genocide in real time unfold on our very own screens, because while Palestinians have stones, the occupiers have money and machines. This was the year schools, hospitals, churches and mosques were bombed without mercy. The year we realized lives of Palestinians compared to others aren't deemed as worthy. We didn't need a countdown to end 2023. We needed a countdown to Palestine being free. This was the year we learned to live in a world of lies under leaders with no humanity. The year we had to witness tragedy after tragedy, struggling to believe these things are happening in reality, like when a journalist in Gaza goes to cover bombing and finds his family killed in that same attack, when an ambulance goes to bring the injured and paramedics die on their way back, when a doctor on duty encounters the body of his own disfigured son, when people in Gaza write their names on their hands so they can be identified by loved ones, when a son goes to bury his father alone. Tell me, how much more can they take? And is this world made of stone? We didn't need a countdown with fireworks in the sky. We needed a countdown to end genocide. (laughs) 2023 was the year we witnessed leaders around the world stand on the wrong side of history. 2023 was the year those with humanity felt useless, despite turning up to stop genocide in our millions globally. 2023 was the year children in Gaza had to hold a press conference in English for the West to understand. The same year they begged the world to help, but spineless leaders refused to lend a hand. 2023 was the year that over 25
5,000 children in Gaza were made orphans. What kind of sick world do we live in where we allow such misfortunes? 2023 was the year the civilian proportion of deaths in Gaza was higher than all world conflicts in the 20th century. The very same one, both world wars took place, and yet we've still surpassed their intensity. But this was also the year the world has had its eyes open to the beautiful resilience and steadfastness of the Palestinian people, the year the truth came out about the merciless cruelty of arrogance of Israeli evil. We didn't need a countdown to end 2023. We needed a countdown to Palestine being free. And while we sit in the comfort of our homes looking forward to the year ahead, Palestinians dream of the houses they will never set foot in again. They dream of the schools they can no longer go to. They dream of their mama's home-cooked meals and the green olives from their great-grandfather's olive trees. We didn't need a countdown with fireworks in the sky. We needed a countdown to end genocide. Because we can't begin a new year when mothers will no longer be holding their children as they go to sleep. We can't begin a new year when there are children who will never wake to a new morning because Israel robbed them of their peace. We can't begin a new year when there are men that didn't get to marry the loves of their lives. We can't begin a new year when there are women who lost their husbands and a newborn child. We can't begin a new year when we can still hear and feel every cry, every scream, every heart that bleeds and has been burdened with grief. We will never be the same again, and we won't ever forget what we have seen this year change the world. And now it's the world's turn to change the system. No more believing Israel's lies and having them play the victim. No more countdowns, no more pauses. We need an end to the siege, the occupation, the apartheid, an end to the ethnic cleansing and the genocide, and we need it now. Free, free Palestine.